We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled A Dinosaur in a Toy Store. If you enjoy this dinosaur story, you can listen to even more cool dinosaur episodes on the Leela Kids podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the podcast for tamer car rides, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just need a break with a fun story. I'm your host, Angie. Get ready for a dynamite episode, because today we're going to hear about a silly dinosaur playing around in a toy store. How do you think the dinosaur got in the toy store anyways? Let's find out in our dino story now. A dinosaur in a toy store. This is Charlie.
Hello there.
Charlie has a toy store. One morning, Charlie arrived at the store and found a strange new toy had been delivered. It was a bumpy plastic egg.
Well, this is an odd toy. I'll put it on a shelf out back.
Then Charlie flicked on the lights and opened the door to the toy store.
Welcome, everyone!
Little boys and girls ran into the store and played with the toys. They played all day until it was closing time for the store.
Goodbye, everybody.
Charlie turned off the lights and shut the door.
Good night, toy store.
That night, the mysterious egg on the shelf out back began to grow. Bigger and bigger and bigger. It shook and rattled. It cricked and cracked. Then suddenly, it opened and a baby dinosaur hatched out.
What is this place? This doesn't look like the Mesozoic era, but it sure looks fun!
The baby dino found a shiny red tricycle. It sat down on the seat and used its dinosaur feet to move the pedals.
Woohoo!
The little dinosaur rode the trike all around the store.
Whee!
As the dinosaur was whizzing by the shelves, it saw a beautiful kite hanging from a rack. The little dino grabbed the kite with its tail and started to pedal really fast. The kite flew up into the air and whooshed and whirled behind the dinosaur. The little dino kept pedaling faster and faster.
Wahoo! I love going fast!
Then the baby dinosaur spotted a shiny race car. The little dino set up a track all around the store and ran alongside the toy car as it sped around the track. As the dino was bounding around the toy store, it ran into a display of hula hoops. A pile of hula hoops fell on top of the dinosaur.
Whoops! What's all this hoopla about anyway?
The dinosaur had a hula hoop around its neck, and one on its tail, and two on its little dino arms. The baby dinosaur tried to shake all the hula hoops off, but instead, they started spinning around.
Woohoo! This is dynamite!
The dinosaur did a happy dino dance all around the store. Hey kids, what's that sound?
Roar!
It sounds like a dinosaur in a toy store.
A dinosaur in a toy store. A dinosaur in a toy store.
Ride a trike and let out a roar.
Roar!
A dinosaur in a toy store.
A dinosaur in a toy store.
Fly a kite and watch it soar.
Cool!
A dinosaur in a
dinosaur
toy
in a toy store.
Store.
The dinosaur laughed and played with the toys all night long.
Woohoo!
But early the next morning, Charlie arrived back to the toy store. Charlie turned on the lights and shouted,
"Oh my goodness! There's a dinosaur in the toy store! What a mess!"
The baby dinosaur stopped playing.
Yikes!
And ran to the back of the store where it could hide. Charlie cautiously walked to the back of the store.
"It's okay, dinosaur. I didn't mean to frighten you. You can come on out."
The little dino tiptoed out of its hiding spot.
"If you help me clean up the store before it's time to open, I think I may have a dynamite idea, little dinosaur."
The dinosaur roared with glee.
Roar!
It parked the trike, then wound up the kite string and placed the kite back on the rack. The little dino then dismantled the track and put the toy race car back onto the shelf. Then the dino hung up all the hula hoops back onto their hooks. The toy store was now spick and span.
"Thank you, little dino. Now let's get ready to open."
Charlie flicked on the lights and opened the door to the toy store. Little boys and girls ran inside.
Wow!
They all exclaimed when they saw Charlie's new toy exhibition. There was a baby dinosaur on display at the front end of the store.
"Look at that amazing dinosaur toy exhibit. It looks so real."
The baby dino stood perfectly still in its place all day until Charlie closed the toy store.
"Goodbye, everybody." "Okay, little dino, you're done work for the day. Here's some dino dinner, and now it's time to play."
Hooray!
The dino raced around the toy store playing with all the fun toys. Charlie flicked off the light for the night.
"See you in the morning, little dinosaur."
Woohoo! Dino-mite!
What a silly dinosaur-y. Do you have a favorite dinosaur? Or a favorite toy? Maybe you even have a favorite toy dinosaur.
Roar!
Tell us all about it in the Story Spectacular Facebook group, or send us a note on Twitter or Instagram at Storytacular.
Dino-mite!
Gosh, dinosaurs are just so spectacular. I can't get enough. Lucky for us, Digger the dog is back to tell us some funny jokes about dinosaurs.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Hey everybody.
Welcome back, Digger. Do you have some funny dinosaur jokes for us today?
I sure do. What do you call a sleeping dinosaur?
I don't know. What do you call a sleeping dinosaur?
A dino snore. What happened to the little dino who wouldn't take a bath?
Uh-oh. What happened to the little dino that wouldn't take a bath?
It went extinct.
P.U.
What do you call a dinosaur that smashes everything?
What do you call it?
A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Wow, Digger, those were some Jurassic jokes.
Ha ha, it was a roaring good time.
Come back again soon to share even more funny jokes with us.
Sure thing. Goodbye for now.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's show was Dino-mite. We heard about a little dinosaur who found its way into Charlie's toy store.
Woohoo!
Charlie was so surprised to see the baby dino, but the two came up with a fun way for the dino to work in the store and play with the toys. Then Digger the dog dropped by to tell us some silly jokes about dinosaurs. Today's show really tickled my dinosaur funny bone.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To purchase original children's books and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. If you want to hear even more great stories, then check out the Leela Kids podcast app. You can search for great stories by category and age groups. Find Leela Kids in the App Store. Thanks for joining us today, and tell all your friends about our show. Help us get the word out so that even more people can listen to spectacular dino stories, too. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye for now.
Roar, roar, dinosaur!